there is a new variant of COVID that has recently emerged across 25 different states. And as is the usual case with these new variants, this one was given a new interesting name. It's called the cicada variant. Quote, a COVID-19 variant is buzzing back to life after years of flying under the radar. Nicknamed cicada for its long hibernation period and noisy return, the strain is now fueling a steady rise in cases around the globe, including in the US. Now, aside from this cool name, the official name for this new variant is BA.3.2, and it's an offshoot of the Omicron strain of SARS-CoV-2. It was first detected over in South Africa in November of 2024, but it did not begin circulating more widely until September of last year, 2025, after which it's now been spotted in 23 different countries, and the proportion of this virus is growing as well. For instance, according to this report here from the CDC, you can see that the cicada variant now accounts for upwards of 30% of cases in some parts of Europe. And then specifically, in regards to here in the US, quote, the variant first appeared in the US in a traveler passing through San Francisco International Airport from the Netherlands in June of 2025. But it wasn't until January of this year that BA.3.2 showed up in a clinical sample from a US patient. As of February 11th, cicada had been detected in 4 US travelers and 5 patients, as well as airline and wastewater samples across 25 states, including New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. But before we go ahead and shut down all of society once again, it should be worth noting that here in the US at least, this new cicada variant accounts for very little, something like 1% of all COVID cases. The concern with it, though, is the large number of mutations that are present on the spike protein. Quote, the strain carries roughly 70 to 75 mutations in its spike protein, the part of the virus that helps it enter human cells, giving it what experts call immune escape characteristics. That means it could partially dodge protection from vaccines or prior infections, potentially making it easier to spread. And therefore, this is what's known as a VOI, which is a variant of interest for the people who study these things. They're basically monitoring the situation.